A rally to protest the recent provincial budget cuts took place this week in Sydney. Over 100 people turned out to the provincial building to share their frustrations with the provincial government's wide-ranging budget cuts. With singing, speeches, and colorful signs, the arts were on full display. Organizers gave the protesters a chance to voice their minds with an open mic. A variety of speakers shared their personal feelings about the cuts and how they're being impacted. Writer Leslie Crew, author of novels such as Relative Happiness and The Spoon Stealer, spoke about cuts in the publishing industry and about how Nova Scotia could miss out on developing future talent.
My publisher has been faced with a 100% cut of the fund for publishers, and every province in Canada has one because they realize how important it is. Culture is almost our biggest moneymaker between artists and musicians and writers, and it really kills me that they've cut the Writers in School program. I mean, I did that for years. When I think of the people, like, I'm just thinking of Rachel Reed at the moment. Heated rivalry. I mean, there's nobody gets bigger than that. And how would she have done that if she wasn't supported by publishers and again, our stories, Canadian, maritime, it doesn't matter.
Heated rivalry author Rachel Reed was born in Nova Scotia. Her novel has been adapted into a Crave original television series. NSCC student Erica Hillier, enrolled in the Early Childhood Education Program, spoke to the crowd about how the cuts touch everyone.
When you think of, like, where we are as a society, can I quickly show, a show of hands, who in this crowd has children? Quite a lot of you. Who in this crowd knows somebody or has a loved one with children? Pretty much everybody. I'm looking at the cuts, and what they've done is there's so much money gone from education already, immediately. Look at myself. At NSCC, we have a support center for the ECE sector, and that is set to close at the end of this month. Already. Two people who I have worked with and have seen have just lost their jobs. For what reason? One only just months after being hired. So I invite everybody today, talk to your people, talk to your friend, your family, your children. Show them what's happening. Tell them, educate. Our province has put so much recently into the importance of education. So to just take that away, it's sickening. It hurts.
Outgoing chair of the Cabot Trail Writers Festival and family physician Monica Dutt spoke about the impact to their event.
The cuts announced last week were devastating to the Cabot Trail Writers Festival, as they were to so, so many organizations. It means the end of programs that support youth to meet authors that Leslie Crew spoke so eloquently to. It means likely changing our beautiful three-day festival, which we have worked so hard over so many years through the pandemic, through hurricanes. I know all of us have worked so hard to sustain what we've had through many, many years. As a rural-based festival, we know how hard it is to maintain and increase funding.
Also present at the rally were tourism industry members who are also facing cuts in the provincial budget. Bennett McIntyre is an employee with the Jost Heritage House located in Sydney's historic North End. He says they're reeling from a 20% cut from the Community Museum Assistance Program, as well as the closing of neighboring museum Cosset House, which was announced last week.
We are a community that relies on tourism, and we're building ourselves back after an economic lull right now. Yeah. We can only lose so much before we lose even more, and that's what we're faced with right now, especially with the closure of Cosset, with all of our other museums suffering, because we have to still pay the bills, we have to keep the lights on, and even just losing some staff hurts us immensely. So what is going to end up out of it is totally unsure right now. But otherwise, it's a drastic loss for our community, for downtown Sydney, and for Cape Breton as a whole. Something I already hear from tourists quite often is, what is there to do? What can we do? Especially those off the cruise ship. They want to know what to do in downtown Sydney. It ends up being a really bad look on us when we say we don't have a whole lot because our government just cut funding for the museum across the street, or we want to give you more, but we don't have the staff to supply so because we lost them due to government funding.
When the rally wrapped up, its organizer, New Dawn Enterprises Artistic Director Melissa Kearney, shared her feelings on the turnout.
I feel wonderful about the turnout. It's great support by a lot of people. Wonderful speakers, suit makers, sidewalk shovelers, noise makers, and sign makers, and it was wonderful.
She shared a message for the provincial government and the rally's attendees.
It's not unnoticed or unfelt, and it's a very serious thing to take away these programs and services from the community. Don't stop talking about what is happening and how important arts, culture, heritage is to this place.
The event in Sydney coincided with rallies across Nova Scotia, including outside Province House in Halifax, where thousands turned out to protest the provincial government's budget cuts. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.
Thank you, everyone, and have a great day.